This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour here. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms as well. They're open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, that's where we're going to go to next. But coming up, if you're just tuning in, we have been talking about the illegal marketplace, the black market in cannabis sales, and how dramatic in some states like Massachusetts and California, the black market, a dramatic hold the black market still has on pot sales, even though it's legal and even though somebody can just go into a store and buy it. They're still going through the black market. We'll dig in a little bit deeper into that coming up here.
Keeps you out of the database and your name off the list.
There's that, and you probably get better service if you have a delivery person or something like that. Let's go to Penguin calling us from the free market on our Discord server. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, guys. Last time I called, I originally was wanting to call about this subject. I think it was like the first day that you had been suspended from Twitch. And then I eventually did call, and it was about a different topic. So I kind of didn't call to like the last segment. But since it got brought up again, I just kind of wanted to share my opinions on it. I mean, most of these platforms will have a definition based around like female presenting nipples.
They don't. It's not on Twitch.
Not on Twitch, apparently. But the way Twitch is wording it, I think my interpretation of it is that they're trying to give a little bit more leeway instead of having a very strict rule. And, I mean, to some extent, you know, I would see why a platform that wants to be like an entertainment platform for people to do live streaming would want to not have full-on nudity in their streams, because there's a lot of websites for that.
Right. There's plenty of streaming porn websites out there. If you want to do a streaming porn website, do it. And
Aria did suggest that we should do it on Pornhub.
And
they would welcome you.
Right. Well, there's one guy who does sort of regular streams on Pornhub, and he has a lot of followers.
Wow.
They were talking about moving all the ammunition videos and gun videos from YouTube to Pornhub.
Right.
YouTube started the ban.
We talked about that when it happened. I think a channel that I like, I support on Patreon actually started putting some of their videos on Pornhub just as like an experiment, and it became like a trend.
Yeah.
I guess they were one of the first to do it. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think there's good market reasons why they don't want to be super strict about this, because they don't want to be known as being super strict cops about their rules. But at the same time, they could probably not, because if you opened it up to nudity, obviously you'd get a lot of pushback from, you know, people not wanting children going to site.
Well, it's clear that, hold on, it's clear in their, one of the things that is clear in their policy is that nudity is not allowed. But they don't define nudity.
What constitutes nudity?
It depends on who you ask, which states' regulations we're talking about here. In New Hampshire, as I understand it, nudity has to do with the public display of genitalia, in which case breasts are not genitalia, so therefore that doesn't qualify as nudity.
What, was Aria being lewd? Was she?
No, she wasn't like rubbing on herself or anything like that, no.
Was that another part of the definition?
Let me read it for you here. Here's from Twitch's community guidelines for listeners just tuning in. We're talking about our temporary ban from Twitch that has expired as of tonight. We're back now at twitch.lrn.fm. But here's the nudity and attire section of their community guidelines. Quote, streaming is a public activity. Therefore, we recommend creators wear attire that is appropriate public attire for a given context, intent, or activity. That's the nebulous part, right?
Yeah. Well, it certainly was her intent to be controversial and probably get banned.
But it's called Aria Uncensored.
Right.
And here is Ian breathlessly trying to determine what is censorable about the program called Uncensored.
For game streams, most at-home streams, and profile channel imagery, we recommend attire appropriate for public settings, such as what you would wear on a public street, or to a mall or restaurant, Well, now those are two different things, right? Yeah. Like, if I'm on a public street, I can be topless. If I'm in a mall or a restaurant, odds are they have a shirt rule that would be required on me.
And that would be a property rights thing with the mall owner versus the public street.
Right. For example, for a fitness stream or an IRL stream from a location such as a public beach, attire appropriate to those public contexts is recommended, such as workout clothes or a swimsuit respectively, which of course suggests that men would be allowed to be topless at a public beach.
Yeah, Speedos.
She did a beach backdrop instead of the LRN.
Get the green
banner.
Screen with a beach in the background.
Do some like squats or something. So like you're outside working out topless.
As noted in the section above, attire is just one factor of many that we consider when evaluating reports for potential sexual conduct. Finally, they say attire intended to be sexually suggestive and nudity are prohibited. So nudity prohibited. Clear, right? Okay. Attire intended to be sexually suggestive. So wearing like sexy lingerie or something like that would probably qualify as that.
Your nipple pasties might be caught up in that too then.
Good point. Attire or lack of attire intended to be sexually suggestive includes undergarments, intimate apparel, or exposing / focusing on male or female genitals, buttocks, or nipples. So that's the end. That's the.
Do you think you could slide by that video of the guy who, about Halloween time, carved the pumpkin here on Local Access and then sort of talked lovingly to the pumpkin?
He had a slit carved in the pumpkin. And started rubbing that part of the pumpkin. While saying fairly lewd sounding
you're
things,
a
but
bad
without,
squash.
Yeah, without crossing
you're
the line.
You're a naughty, naughty fruit.
Yeah.
Reminds me of American Pie. Like warm apple pie. It's like a nicely carved
and that caused
pumpkin.
Some controversy.
Oh, yes, it did.
Local
it's pretty clear what
station.
That guy was trying to do, but he never crossed the line.
No.
Because that's beautiful.
I wish I could find that video today.
God,
man.
It was
I
good.
I wish I could find it. Anyway.
Don't worry. Somebody, one of our audience members will make a video like that for you.
Yeah, but it won't be the same. Anyway, go ahead. Anything else you got, Free Market Penguin?
Well, I guess we'll see what happens on Tuesday. But
I don't know what she's going to do. I know she was talking about just not even streaming on Twitch. But I think that, the idea...
What did DLive say?
DLive does not allow nudity. Their policy is more clear than Twitch. They don't have this sort of nebulous, well, it depends on where you are.
Would she have violated DLive's policy?
I don't think so. But then again, they don't define nudity either.
Okay.
So
someone has to report it.
Somebody does have to report. That's true. But I would presume the same people reporting on Twitch may have also reported us on DLive. But I don't know. We don't know who sends the reports. In addition, we've got this Tata Top thing that you had brought up. We didn't know what it was called until tonight. But
that's even better than what I was talking about, because I was talking about like hairy male nipples.
Oh, on a photograph of hairy male nipples on
a bikini top. Right.
I went and looked for nipple bikini top or whatever, and
even
then I found the tatatop.com where there's airbrushed, but they look pretty good from a distance, airbrushed.
From, yep, from
nipples.
Here I couldn't tell.
So they're not actual photographs.
Yeah, I mean,
on
it's
a bikini
pretty,
top.
Pretty clear what they are.
It's brilliant. I think it's hilarious, and so I have suggested this to REI. I said, well, what do you think about this? And if so, I am willing to buy this $34.
Would you get the darker bikini one because it's on sale for her? Just to
get her the black color nipples.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
All I wanted to do was be on the radio, Richie Rich. I don't know how this ever happened to me. I just wanted to talk to libertarians about how to make a better world.
Have to be cheaper?
I don't know.
It just happens
on sale.
To be. Yeah,
I have more
sale.
Supply and demand is the answer, Penguin.
Isn't that a bit racist.
Sorry.
Take it up with Tata Top. It's on sale. And,
well, does that mean they're racialist against the white people because they're giving a better deal to the black ladies?
It's whatever is convenient for the person who wants to talk about it.
I think it's probably they just have too many in inventory and they want to move them. That would be my guess. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. That's Penguin there on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. And yes, you can sound that good too. All you have to do is have the Discord app on your device of preference, whether that's your smartphone or laptop or whatever it is. As long as you get a microphone and probably something with which you can listen, like headphones, that would be helpful. So discord.lrn.fm, you can join us there. Whether you want to talk about transsexuals on Twitch or...
Transylvania.
We can continue with the Massachusetts and California status of who's buying what as far as marijuana in the black market versus the legal marketplace and why. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you'll not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to look further at what's going on in Massachusetts and California with people still buying their marijuana in the black market because, well, we'll figure that out. Coming up here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure you know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then get on over to liberty.menu and put the thing or things that you do up on the site for other people to find out about, like, you know, an event that you might be organizing or helping to promote, or the digital content that you create, or perhaps a business that you have that you'd like some more business at. Get on over to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL. That'll get you a free badge on your profile. We can't give you a discount because it's free to post the things that you do over at liberty.menu. If you want some extra exposure, possibly some new customers, it's possible. You got to let people know, though, and liberty.menu will help you let other liberty-minded folks know that you exist.
People asked us for this for years.
Yes.
It's a location where they could go and find other libertarians with which to do business, and now you've got it.
Liberty.menu.
Yes.
Yeah, and it works well, and it looks good, and it's easy to use and free. Liberty.menu. As we continue, David is in New Mexico. He's listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, that home visiting thing. But so you should be able to go on the air on Twitch naked with a tire around you, wearing a tire.
Why do I like if his you're jokes? Doing an auto parts
Why
show,
do I like
maybe?
His jokes?
I was just going to say that Mark always laughs at the same jokes. We got the same warped sense of humor.
Sad.
Okay. Was that all you had? Was this a joke or was
that's
going
good.
Else?
No, that's why I said home visiting before I said the joke.
Ah, okay.
A couple different things. First of all, the way I see it is, and it helps to understand what they're doing, trying to do to you. If you look at it, that it's not, you know, stop applying rationality to, you know, they're doing this to protect children from abuse, and abuse is defined as, that's all a smokescreen. They're not doing it to protect children. And it's just like they use everything, you know, whatever subject you're on, whether it's currency, banking, education, financial aid, hawk lights, whatever, everything that they do is not to protect you. It's to gain control. So if you look at it through that lens, everything makes more sense.
It sure does.
And, yeah. And
I think everybody in the studio would agree with that. We do our best to see through that smokescreen.
Yeah, right. Humans like having control over other humans, and the humans that get into situations of control, positions of power, are more likely to want to exert power over other people, and the higher they go up, the more twisted they get.
And they push the boundaries, right? How much more control can we extort from people?
Yeah. Yep.
And Mark had mentioned the guardian ad litem. They're also, you should do a search for CASA for Children, CASA, Court Appointed Special Advocate, which is a program that has been used for a long time in the United States. And what it is just any idiot can apply to be certified as a CASA. You don't need any qualifications whatsoever, a high school diploma, and they'll give you like 40 hours of training, and then you can go into the courtroom and protect children. So these CASAs will be in a courtroom in a hearing, you know, whether it's abuse and neglect or the state brought the case against a negligent or a neglectful or abusive parent, or even if the state did not bring any case and it's a mother and a father in a private divorce with children, with custody issues, the court can appoint a guardian ad litem, which is usually a lawyer, not always, and or a CASA. And so that these people are assigned by court order by the judge to be up your rear end and come into court and get into all your business and go and interview doctors, lawyers, therapists, schools.
Well, busybodies would love this job.
Well, I was going to go the other way. I'd say that's a good job for like a libertarian infiltration, right? Because then you can occupy the
They're
going
to require you to do certain things you're not going to want to do.
The last thing I want to do is get in between two parents who are arguing about their kids. I mean, God.
I don't think you have to get in between them. I'm saying, you know, you can protect them from the state by being the intermediary.
Half the kids in this country need to be protected from one of two of their parents.
Okay.
Yeah. So you could protect the children from the state. However, do you think that ever in reality, those aren't the people that have that mindset are not volunteering to be a CASA and going to court. It's the people that are
aligning.
Yeah,
I agree with Richie,
yeah. And then if you were a libertarian type, you would likely to be disqualified for some reason because you're not going to follow the orders of the state and
right.
the
well, that's why I said infiltration.
Like
yeah, you'd have to pretend like you are very obedient, likely to get the job.
To get the job, and then once you have the job, then you can, you know.
Well, I think I'm safe. As a convicted felon, I think I'm good.
Hey, I'm not applying
David,
for it either.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us here. So we were talking about the story from the Boston Globe, and Mark, you've got a similar one from California.
Right.
About how now 2 years after Massachusetts had a ballot initiative in 2016. Voters passed, with a good margin, I think, the legalization of cannabis. At least a couple stores have opened. I don't know. I know as of November there were 2 stores. I haven't looked to see if there have been some more that have opened since then. But regardless, people in Massachusetts, nearly 90%.
How do you know there are 2 stores in November?
Because I went to one of them. We talked about it on the air.
Oh,
at that time. As more states legalize marijuana, says the story, they're finding mixed success in shrinking the criminal trade. By some estimates, 80% of pot sales in California are done in the shadows a year after going fully legal. States that have had regulated recreational market opening longer or operating longer, Colorado, Washington, and Oregon, have been more successful in getting cannabis consumers to buy legal. So looking at the charts here, Colorado, 33%. Are buying on the black market. Colorado, 2018, 33%. Oregon, 48%. Washington, 39%. California, 82%. And Massachusetts, nearly 90% buying in the black market. Massachusetts regulators say they've issued licenses as quickly as possible under the law, which requires applicants to first negotiate contracts with local governments, an often long, arduous process.
Well, there's your problem right there.
State officials say shrinking the illicit market is a top priority. It undermines tax revenues, hurts legitimate businesses, and supplies kids with marijuana. Because if we got it all into the legal market, then no children would ever get their hands on marijuana. I mean, that doesn't happen with alcohol.
I think it's funny that they're saying hurts legitimate businesses. These are like newly created businesses.
Some of them are. Some of them actually, in Massachusetts, the way they're doing the rollout, is they're only allowing initially the medical facilities to do it. So the ones that were already in business are actually the ones that are that have started doing recreational. After that, they've got a tiered system, as I understand it, where minority owners of businesses will be given licenses before other people.
But it's as if the black market just came along to steal businesses away from these legitimate businesses and medical facilities.
No, the black market's always been there, and they're just still doing what they've always
done. But now they're hurting legitimate businesses. Before, no one even paid attention to them, and they were like just, you know, the criminal underbelly. And now they're actually impacting legitimate businesses.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves. More about the black market versus the legal regulated market. And there's an excellent speech that Rich Paul gave about regulations and why we don't need them at all on the cannabis business. And that video is up right now at freekeen.com. It's from the 420 that happened last weekend. I cranked that out today, so check that out too when you get a chance. This is Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We need to battle darkness with light. No matter how dark the world is, we need to think of light, a little bit of light,
pushes away a lot of darkness. A lot of light will push away much more.
Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein, with blue bandages covering his hands after being shot, told a crowd in Poway, California, what he saw when a gunman entered his synagogue on Saturday, killing 60-year-old Lori Kay and injuring him and two others.
Here is a young man standing with a rifle, pointing right at me. And I look at him. He had sunglasses on. I couldn't see his eyes. I couldn't see his soul.
19-year-old John Ernest faces first-degree murder and other charges. Police are investigating whether he's connected to an arson attack at a mosque in nearby Escondido last month. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works.
Uh-huh.
And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Live Sunday edition with you tonight. It's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can check out Richie on his own show, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
Excellent. You did a show yesterday?
Was it yesterday? Yeah, we did it last night.
What'd you guys cover? Do you remember?
Yeah, my co-host forgot what day it was.
Nice.
So when we would normally do the show, he wasn't around. So I started doing it by myself, and then all of a sudden, like, a notice popped up on Facebook that he was on. So, hey, dude, you want to jump
right
on?
In
the middle of the show. So we did, Is the State Necessary? We kind of covered the Slavoj Žižek versus Jordan Peterson debate a little bit.
I'm not familiar with this.
Oh, well, it might not be of interest to you, but he's a Marxist, and Jordan... Slavoj Žižek.
Okay.
He's hard to listen to, but, you know, he debated Jordan Peterson, which it was supposed to be a Marxism versus capitalism debate with some happiness mixed in, and it was weird. So we talked about it.
Cool.
We both watched it. It can be interesting if that's your thing. Cutting off foreign aid altogether.
That was another topic.
Yeah, Future Freedom Foundation article on that.
Checking out at Anarchist Experience.
.com.
All right, we continue here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. More on the black market continuing to dominate in a couple of legal cannabis states in Massachusetts and California. Let's go first, though, to James in Michigan, listening online. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I'm on the local planning commission board, and we're discussing here in Michigan, as you know, they passed it, and they have until, I want to say, it's December 6th. of this year, or the state does, to pass it, to make its rules. And
about?
Meanwhile,
to make a rule about what?
About the legalization of marijuana that was on the ballot last November.
Okay. Oh, okay, right. So that passed, Michigan, the first Midwestern state to legalize cannabis. But what you're saying is they have yet to write the state regulations?
They have 1 year, the legislation does, to pass rules, essentially.
Okay.
For everything. But here at a local level, we're looking at zoning ordinances, kind of ahead of the game, to not be caught off guard. So you got to imagine I'm in this meeting of 9 people. One of them a former judge, several others lawyers.
I hope you're saying anyone should be able to buy it and anyone should be able to sell it from any location they can meet to do that transaction.
Yeah, that's essentially my argument is I can walk into a pharmacy and buy opioids to anything else you could think of, and there's really no restriction on where they can do that. In fact, we have a Walgreens a block from a high school.
You got to be careful. Then they'll limit it to just pharmacies.
I got a bad feeling further in this discussion that the state is going to come in with just a hammer and make it unreasonable because we voted in as a ballot initiative, not a legislative initiative. So, you know, the legislation is going to be upset that the voters made a decision without their say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The politicians hate that stuff. Very rarely are they delighted by the notion that people actually do attempt to rule themselves.
The people deciding what's best for them? We can show them why they need us.
When they're running, right?
So how has it gone when you've proposed to abolish the entire planning board? You've done that, right?
No, I have not.
Oh, man.
I hear you, though.
It's an interesting
Unfortunately, thing. Guess what? The state legislates that every township body has to have these 9-person boards that you can't fill.
Wow.
You can't get people to do because you can't pay them.
Because it's god-awful, thankless work that just, you know, basically a lot of attracts busybodies who want to control other people.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, if you were to make that proposal, you'd probably lose 8-1 on that vote. But it would be interesting to have the discussion at the very least. But as you said, you can't even do it from the board level. It would have to be something they changed at the state level to abolish planning
right.
boards.
What if you all submitted resignation letters at the same time?
They just have to find 9 more somehow.
Yeah.
James, thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to throw out there?
Well, basically all I wanted to throw out there is on what you're talking about, the black market, and that's the point I continuously make is I bring up other states, mainly California, how they overregulated it, mm-hmm. and we have to be careful not to do the same thing. In other words, I'm trying to talk to these people in if you put any regulation on this whatsoever, people are just going to do it anyway and ignore your regulation.
Right.
As they have been doing, because it's been
right. They seem so convinced that somehow they can, I don't know, control how people get marijuana. But here we are showing that 90% of people in states where marijuana is legal for recreational use are getting their marijuana through illegal means.
In Massachusetts, and the numbers were for 2018, and 2018 only had 2 months, or like 2 months basically of legal marijuana sales.
Fine, I'm willing to go out on a limb and say a large plurality of people in states where marijuana is recreationally available are getting their marijuana illegally.
Yeah, it's true.
So whatever, you can't control this.
James,
the more you control it, the more likely they are to get it illegally.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing your story tonight. Good luck on that planning board. It sounds awful. The toll-free number here is 855.
Thank you for your service.
450-FREE. That's 855.
Do we even want to talk? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, 855-450-3733.
Do we even want to talk about the Second Amendment angle to the marijuana legalization?
And what is that?
In some places, once you get your license to possess marijuana, they say now you're no longer able to own a firearm.
Yeah, that's a federal thing, right?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's a federal.
We're getting the nod from the crowd.
Right.
It's the feds are certainly the ones that don't want to take care of the guns away the most.
By the way, I did look at a different story from Boston Globe because I was curious. It was two pot shops that were legal for recreational sales when it first started, and that resulted in lines that were hours long weeks after they opened, because Will Coley had gone down there a few weeks. We went on opening day. Some of the folks from Free Talk Live and I went on opening day just to kind of see what it was like. And we waited 3 hours from when they first opened the doors in the morning. We were there an hour before that, so it took us 2 hours to get in. And we're there for an hour, then they opened the doors, and then it took us 2 hours to actually get inside the building.
Good for the connected business.
And right. And then he went a few weeks later, and it was still a three-hour wait. There was still a humongous line around the block waiting to get into this thing, you know, in the middle of the day on just some random weekday. But now, according to recent article, there are 15 stores that are currently open, with more coming soon. So there are definitely way more options now in Massachusetts than there were in the first month or two. Massachusetts regulators say they've issued their licenses as quickly as possible. Police want harsher punishments, but civil rights advocates say that would result in the same kind of racially biased enforcement that legalization aimed to end. Regardless, everyone agrees Massachusetts' illicit market isn't going anywhere anytime soon. According to the story here, with just 8 stores open, many in towns far from greater Boston, consumers say it's easier to buy from nearby dealers than drive an hour, wait in line, and pay higher prices. And
go.
Ultimately, that's why people are going to continue using the black market. Even if it is a short line, even if you happen to be in the same town as one of these stores, it's still going to probably be cheaper on the black market, because the black marketeers, they're not paying taxes.
Yeah.
There's no regulatory burden on them. So they don't have to deal with all that stuff. Therefore, they can pass on the savings to their customers.
And just wait for these legal shops to start advocating that no more licenses be given out.
Oh,
because
no.
There's too many of them, and they're losing business and profits.
You're probably right. There probably will be some of them that do that.
Give it time.
Chris Lucchesi, who's 43, a surgical instrument sterilizer in Methuen, says, "I'm not going out of my way. The prices are too high. What you see for prices is twice what you pay on the black market." And from what I saw down in Northampton, that's absolutely true.
All overhead.
Yeah. It's no surprise, economists say, that unlicensed sellers with regular customers would decline to become legal, given the cost of complying with the many state regulations. Advocates say many people would love to get into the business, but they can't afford the lawyers, architects, and consultants needed to win a license. Further, I guarantee you, and Rich Paul pointed this out at the 420 last week in Concord, that if you're a felon, especially one busted for marijuana sales or some other drug so-called crime with no victim, you ain't getting a license.
Right. You're showing qualifications.
You're the most uniquely qualified.
Exactly. Exactly. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. If you want to join us here, we're talking weed. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50, sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the final segment of this live Sunday edition of the show. You can dial in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
Oops, sorry, try that again.
Richie Rich.
All right.
And Mark.
So we're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've been talking about the interesting news that in states like California and Massachusetts, where there's significant regulations that have been layered on top of the cannabis industry, that, surprise, people would rather just go ahead and order from their longtime cannabis dealer, the one they've been ordering from forever. Because my point on this has certainly been on legalization is that there are very few people who aren't using cannabis today who want to in illegal places, right? So if it's illegal where you live, if you want to use cannabis, you probably are. There's maybe a very small portion of the population who was like, all right, finally it's legal. Now I can try cannabis. Because most of us have had, at some point, friends or family members or neighbors offer us marijuana. There is usually somebody that you know in your life, as long as you're not like some sort of drug warrior freak that, you know, they're just hiding it from you. But there's somebody that you know who's probably a regular cannabis user. If you wanted it, you could just talk to that person.
Maybe on the medical side, there's new people, like the kids suffering from seizures who take the oils.
Yeah, that's true.
I still,
you know, no matter what they say about this stuff, like this just won't increase numbers or anything, I just feel like there's some people who will smoke or smoke more because now it's legal.
There are some, but I don't think it's a significant number of them.
Yeah. What we can say is that alcohol sales go down and DUI deaths go down.
Really?
Well,
are those correlative? I guess they're not.
Yeah, they
are correlative.
Yeah,
right?
it's correlation. We don't know it's causation at this point, but I'm going to go ahead.
In Colorado, in Washington, we've had enough years to look at the numbers.
Right, and they're seeing fewer DUI deaths, as it's been reported to me. I mean, I'm sure there's people on the other side of this issue that are finding something. I'll bet you kids find candy or something made into marijuana, and they have a kind of a weird night. So, you know, that's not positive.
Wouldn't want to be the guy who dropped that on the ground.
We're going to get back to your calls, but I thought this was an interesting quote to share from Joanna Varner, a 36-year-old medical marijuana patient in Weymouth, Massachusetts. She wants to start a business selling cannabis-infused tea, cookies, brownies, and granola. However, she says, quote, it takes thousands of dollars just to even think about applying, unfortunately. That's not even talking about your business equipment at all. So just the application process. You know, better hire an attorney.
Yep.
She says it's nearly impossible. So that's why you need to hire an attorney, right? Because then they can walk you through the process.
They make it nearly impossible for a reason.
And so who writes the laws?
The attorneys do.
Yeah.
Attorneys write laws so that attorneys have jobs because attorneys find attorneys' work to be valuable. Everybody else calls them liars, not lawyers.
Let's go to Dodger in Michigan, listening on the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Dodger.
I just kind of wanted to point out, I had my cousin is very good friends with this guy, and it's a guy that I went to high school with. And go figure, he had the only dispensary in the county that was, you know, did the medical marijuana once it became legal. And now that recreational is legal in Michigan, he is lobbying the state Congress to essentially make it so that in order to get the essentially everything. I mean, this guy is invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into it.
So wait, what is he lobbying them to do?
Sounds like he's trying to protect his interests.
To make sure that everything that is sold recreationally goes through, like, these certain stipulations.
So he wants more controls being put on. I mean, they're still writing the regulations. So he wants more regulations, more controls on the manufacturing process.
The testing process after everything is said and done, in order to be able to sell it. Now that this guy has pretty much had a sort of kind of monopoly in our county because he's the only person in the county that was able to sell.
He should be listened to. He's got political sway, and he wants to make it as difficult as possible for anyone to compete with him once they start opening up recreational. That figures. These bastards ought to go screw themselves because they are just awful. They're just
there. That's right. They just, you know, he didn't get into business to make money for other people. He got in it for himself.
Right, but the market opened up for you, dude, and, you know, to advocate that everybody else should be kept out, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
It's a pretty normal human thing to do. I
welcome the competition.
This is how the Yankees are when they come down to Florida, right? Every one of them comes down to live in our home state, Ian, where we were born, and they're like, well, now that we're here, let's figure out ways to keep the other Yankees from coming. Well, it just doesn't work that way.
What pisses me off is that I went to high school with this dude. I mean, he's...
was
he's
a jerk
always,
then, too? I'm not sure what that has to do with anything.
Well, it's just like he's always been like this big, legalization of cannabis advocate type of dude. And
because he wanted to be the first one.
And then I find out that he is actually like lobbying our state Congress to essentially make it to where,
frustrating.
Dodger,
thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you telling your story tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, sounds like he just wanted legalization only to the point where he was the one who was able to sell it, nobody else.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he wanted.
What a shame. We continue here with, we had Gene, the Christian anarchist. He has disappeared. Anyway, if you want to join us on our Discord server, you can do that over at discord.lrn.fm. Get on the air with us. Talk about what you want. McBride said regulators are sensitive to the costs of compliance. This is the Boston Globe article.
I'll bet they are. How is they're just sensitive as they could possibly be?
The State Commission may consider starting a fund to help applicants or adjusting rules to allow for small operators to split the startup costs.
Oh, with whom?
How kind of them.
Isn't that nice? She may consider starting the fund. It doesn't mean they're going to start a fund. That just means they might consider it.
Right. Sure. And if they were going to start a fund, it doesn't mean when they would start the fund.
Right.
If enough of those smaller shops contributed to her campaign.
Right. As soon as my connected friends manage to get their stuff up and running and established in the marketplace, that's when we're going to start considering starting a fund so that people might share.
We're going to begin commencing to start considering.
God.
Yeah. Planning to plan.
Yeah.
Right.
In the 10 states that have legalized marijuana, the fate of the illicit market has largely
freedom isn't going to happen in America, people. I'm sorry.
No.
It was lost a long time ago, if it ever existed.
It has largely hinged on the heavy cannabis consumers, said Andrew Livingston, director of economics and research at Vincente Sederberg, a law firm that specializes in the cannabis industry. I bet they're keeping busy. They are unlikely to buy legal, he said, until licensed stores are competitive with dealers on price, quality, selection, and convenience.
At least he understands.
Daily and near-daily cannabis consumers account for, get this, 75% of the industry's spending, according to a 2016 study in Journal of Drug Issues. And those people, since they're spending every day, are super price-sensitive. They want to get the best deal.
Yeah.
California's struggles today resulted from its long experience with medical marijuana, Livingston said, in which storefronts sprouted all over, selling inexpensive cannabis to anyone with an easily obtained doctor's note. Some of those dispensaries were regulated by local officials, but not licensed by the state, said Livingston. Growers weren't licensed either. So when recreational pot became legal in California last year, dispensaries that wanted licenses suddenly had to source more expensive cannabis from licensed growers. So they made it even harder than it was under the medical scheme in California, which I didn't know that. I didn't realize they had unlicensed grow operations during medical. That's amazing.
It's amazing how uncompetitive the legal market is in so many areas.
Price,
quality, what was the other one?
High taxes also added to the cost. The result, prices at licensed marijuana stores skyrocketed, while the many unlicensed shops continue to offer lower-priced pot. California and Oregon, where outdoor cultivation flourishes, have struggled with too much marijuana for their home markets. Prices fell dramatically in Oregon to an average of $5 per gram, sometimes as low as $100 an ounce, about a third of the current prices in Massachusetts. That's encouraged some Oregon growers to sell their crops in states where the drug is illegal and prices are much higher. Now, again, that's not legal to let the marijuana go out the back door, so to speak, in these legal states, but it's a way to make extra money.
Say you want to let it go to waste.
It's an interesting article, and there's a lot more to it. I'm going to share that on our social media. You can follow us on Mastodon at toot.freetalklive.com. We've also got our Telegram channel over at telegram.freetalklive.com and Twitter. You're still there at twitter.freetalklive.com. I will post that here shortly, and we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.